practice of devotional service, as it is recommended in the Nectar of Devotion, will gradually elevate one from the material condition of life to the spiritual status, wherein the devotee becomes purified of all designations. The senses can then become uncontaminated, being constantly in touch with bhakti rasa. When the purified senses are employed in the service of the Lord, one becomes situated in bhakti rasa life, and any action performed for the satisfaction of Krishna in this transcendental bhakti rasa stage of life can be relished perpetually.
Yeah. So, bhakti rasa amrita sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami is giving us the process how to elevate oneself from the material platform to the spiritual platform. That is devotion. Devotional life means purifying the present conditional life, contaminated life. Life under the influence of the three modes of material nature. Sataguna, Rajaguna, Tamaguna. So, if we become unaffected by these three gunas, just like it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, Trayunna Vishayaveda Nistrayunna Bhava. One has to become above the three gunas, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. In the material existence, the satagun is considered to be first class, and the rajagun is considered to be second class, and the tamagun is considered to be third class. But even if we remain in the satagun, that is also not transcendental platform. Satagun means brahminical qualification. Satta, sama, sama, sitikha, ātava, jñānam, vijñānam, āstitvam, brahma, karma, sabhāva. These are the symptoms of satagun. But rajagun tejo ishvara bhava yuddhi cha palayanam, just like kshatriyas, they are very powerful, they want to control, they are not afraid of fighting. These are kshatriya qualifications. Rajagun kriti bhava, they want to expand their kingdom, ruling over the people, taxing the people. These are the qualifications of the rajagun. And tamagun means shuddha, ignorance and lazy. That is tamagun. These are the symptoms. They are no activity. They cannot become independent because they are very lazy. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they have their independent life. But the Shudras, they are dependent. Therefore, Shudra, just like a dog, if he has no master, it is street dog. It is nowhere. It must be chained by a very big master. That is it. And he very voluntarily agrees. Come here. Yes. So, parichajyatmakam kajam shudra karma sabhavajam. Parichajya, to satisfy the master. So, our this bhakti process is also the same. Sometimes we are criticized, slave mentality. Yes, we want voluntarily to become slave of Krishna. We are, at the present moment, We are slaves of the senses. Kaam krodh lo moh matsarya. Kamadi. Kamadi means kaam, desire, stranger. And if our enjoyment of our desire is not fulfilled, then we become krodhi, angry, lovi, moh, matsarya. The material existence means we are servant of so many sense gratificatory processes. Nunam pravatta kurute vipaham. We are now engaged to act sinfully, any kind of sinful activity we can accept. Why? Just in the abhitaya aprinoti, simply for sense. That's all. We are prepared to take any risk, only for sense gratification. But we do not know that we are taking great risk. Great risk because there is another life. After death, there is life. The modern people, they do not understand it. Therefore, Shastra says, na sadhu manne. These kind of activities are not very good. It's not honest. It's not good. Yato atmanayam asannapi klesadasodhyo. We have got this body that is klesada. There is pleasure feeling, warm. That's what you want is fat. Because on account of this body, we are feeling warm, sometimes chilly. So if I feel chilly, then I have to stop this fan, I have to power this body. So all our pains and pleasure are due to these material forces. That we do not understand. Shastra says, asannati, although this body is temporary, but it is klesa. It is full of miserable condition. Adhyasigadi voti parikoli. So, for our past karma, we have created this body and we are suffering. Therefore, our mission should be not to create another body and face all sufferings in this body and do not create another material. That is actually our duty. But we have no education. We have no information. Our leaders are blind, foolish. They are leading us to misuse this valuable life of human. This is our position. They are misleading us. Jashvatma-buddhi-kunapeti-bhāsake. They are impressing in us that you are this body. You are born in this country. So your country, your nation is worshipable. Why you are after Krishna? This is all bogus. This is our position. Don't be after Krishna. Just try to satisfy the senses of your body to the best capacity. Eat, drink, be merry and enjoy life. And next life or next life, that you don't care. The atheist philosopher Charmak Muni says, Vrishyabhutasya dehasya kuto punaragamano bhavet. Don't care for next life. This is going on now, atheism. Big professors, education is there also in this opinion. I have traveled all over the world. One Russian professor said, Swamiji, after this life, there is no, everything is finished. But that's not the fact. That is the defect of modern education. There is life. There is life, otherwise, why there are so many varieties of life? we should consider it. So, bhakti means to go back to home, back to God. That is bhakti. Bhaktyanam vijanati javana jasyami tattva. To understand Krishna in truth, that is bhakti. Or by bhakti, by devotional service, you can understand Krishna. Krishna cannot be understood by karma jnana purva. Partially they can understand, but not fully. Karma jnana, therefore, Krishna especially mentions bhaktyamama vijana. Na karmana, na jnanena, na yogena. Nāhaṁ basāmi vaikunthi yoginām hridayeṣu. Yoga process or jnana process can anywhere. Of course, it becomes. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that out of millions of karmis, one jnani is first class. Because he understands things as they are, that I am not this body. I am Brahma or Brahmasmi. Therefore, he is better than millions of karmis who are simply working like an ass and dogs. They do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. They do not know what is the next life, what is the aim of life. They do not know. They are simply working for sentences. Nunam pravasta purute vikarma. And doing all kinds of sinful activities. Just in the Aprita, the only aim is how to satisfy senses. That is so. So, out of such millions of fools who are working hard, they have been described just like ashes. The ashes work very hard, not for glory, for the waterman, not for himself. He does not work for himself. Therefore, the kurmis are called ashes. Mura. Yes, he is satisfied with a morsel of grass and working very hard for the water. This is ashes quality. The shastras, they are selected some animals. Sabai nirvaraha ustakharai, some stuta purusha pashu. Generally, population, general population, they are just like dogs. Nirvaraha. The school eater, Tom, Sabi Baraha Ustra, Janet, and Koro, and Ash, they have been selected. Why they are compared with the dog? Because the dog is searching after the master. Without master, he cannot be. So, those who cannot live independently, they are just like dogs. That's why there are so many things, explanation. Virbaraha. Virbaraha means no distinction of eating. Anything, any damn thing, any nonsense thing, up to stool, they can eat. They are for virbaraha. And ustra. Ustra means that he is eating his own blood, thorny twigs. The ustra, you know, the khara, the camel, in the desert, there is only thorny twigs, because there are ustras. There is no other animal. And there are some big trees also, for the human being. Krishna has provided everything. He called Bahunam Vidutarati Kama. Even in the desert, Krishna has provided food. So these ustra, these camels, they like to eat these twigs, thorny twigs. And as soon as they chew the thorny twig, blood oozes out from the tongue, and it is mixed, and it makes a nice taste. So he is thinking that twigs are very nice. These thorns are very nice. Similarly, this material existence, it is simply thorny life. Padama padama jada vipadam. and he said, here is our friend, Mr. Chakravarti. You are going to visit and immediately go out. Except the whole thing becomes dark into something else. Padang, padang, jadu, padang. We do not understand. So every stage there is danger. This material life is so dangerous. Padang, padang, jadu, padang, nakisam. Nakisam, who are they? Who do not face this padang, padang, vipadang? Samasito ji padapallavam plamam mahat padam punna jasu murar. Punna jasu murare mahat padam. One who has taken shelter. Bhavam buddhi vasta padam parama padam. Padam padam jad vipadanana sirisha. So, the bhakti, bhakti cult, everyone should take. Because that is natural. Natural. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Bhakti is not unnatural. Other things are unnatural. That is the statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiven Saru Khoi Nitya Krishna Das. Eternally you are fragment of Krishna. But we have accepted this habit of Maya instead of Krishna. And we are thinking we are independent. We are being kicked out every moment by Maya and still I am thinking I am God. I am independent. This is called illusion. He's being slapped always. He's being kicked by Maya. Still he's thinking that he is independent, he is God, he is big, he is minister, he is something, something, something. This is called Maya. Janasya mohoyam aham ameti. This is called moha. So bhakti means to become free from this moha illusion. That is bhakti. So dharma artha kam moksha. People are after these four things. Dharma. Dharma, generally they try to become religious for some material gain. Artha. Material gain. And why artha is required? Because karma. To fulfill our desires. Or that's the desires. Requirement. Dharma, artha, karma. And when you are frustrated in enjoying this material world, then we try to become mokha, merge into the existence of Brahma. Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha. When you practice, so that kind of moksha, opposite is nice, but bhakti is beyond moksha. Moksha means Brahma Bhuta. To understand that I am Brahma, that is moksha, that is mukti. I am not this matter, I am not this body. That is called moksha. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasuchati nakaansati samat sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti lamate param. After being liberated from this material contamination, that aham brahmasmi, I am not this matter, I am Brahma. That is called Brahma-bhuta stage. In the Brahma-bhuta stage, one is joyful, prasanna-atma. That is the symptom from Brahma-bhuta. Prasanna-atma. Not so that in a bankruptcy, because he has nothing to do it with material world. Therefore, sometimes it is said it is mitta. Because I have nothing to do. It may be a very important thing. But unless he realize Krishna, mad bhakti lavate para, by devotional service, even by lifting yourself to that stage, transcendent state of Brahma realization, there is chance of falling down. is the Bhagavad Gita, and the Srimad Bhagavat. Arujya Krishna Parama Padam Tata Patanti Adhara Anadita Jismat Angara. Because they could not stretch out the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, and they had to come down again to this material existence, which they left as Mitra. But that because there is no shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, this Brahma Bhuta state also not secure, one has to fall down. We have seen many big sannyasis, very learned scholars, sannyasis, they take part in politics, sociology, because they could not get a real Brahma. Therefore they come again to this material existence. So, Siddhartha Swami, the great commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, in connection with the second verse, first chapter, first canto, dharma prodhita koitava astra parama dharmasthavana satang vastava bhutsu dhidham astra. Siddhartha Swami says, Atra mokkhari sandhi rapi virastam. To desire for moksha is also not ultimate goal of life. Ultimate goal of life is to accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanamam bhana prabhadda. Actually, he is jnanamam. He is a center of Krishna. If not in this life, he will have to come to this status. Therefore, the Vishesh Bhadi, impersonally, Krishna says, Klesa Odhikatara Stesam Abhaktya Saptati. Abhakta. Krishna is Bhakta. But one who is not after this Bhakta, is after impersonal Brahma, their labor is still more hard than the bhaktas. So, the bhakti marga means directly giving you the ultimate goal of life. Vishnu. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. People do not know that what is the aim of life. The aim of life is to go back to home, back to God. That is it. But they have no information. Where is God? Who is God? Who is Vishnu? No information. Arujya Krishna Param Padam Tata. So without understanding Vishnu, without understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all other attempts, they are not successful. That is the Bhagavata of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jannir Vindyakha Vimukta Mahane. Without understanding Krishna, if one is thinking that I have become liberated, that is Vimukta Mahane. He is thinking like that. Actually, he is under the classes of Maya. He is thinking like that. Why? Amushuddha Buddhaya. Because his intelligence is not yet clear. Still it is contaminated by Maya. Therefore, Arujya Krishna Param Padam Tapaha Patam Priyada Anadita Dismadangaya Arujya Krishna he gets too much fancy for rising to the Brahma platform. Then we say it's not a platform. Krishna Tavana. Their austerities, penances are very serious. Taking shelter underneath the Sankaracharya exhibited himself. You are living underneath the tree, thrice, four times taking bath. Very cutting by Lagva. Arujya Krishna. But if they do not approach Krishna, then there is chance of falling down. There is chance of falling down. again into this materialism, because we are living entities. We want variety. As I explained several times, it's like if you go in the star, the sky is very brilliant, all shining, but it still will not like it. He'll come down. He want to come down again. Because you want variety. So if you go very high in the sky, if you actually enter into some planet where there is varieties of life, then you become satisfied. Otherwise, if you remain only in the sky, if this is in Atar, then you will enter after very dishes, very varieties, very variety. This is natural. Therefore, Shastra says, Arudya Krishna Parama, you can go very high with your aeroplane. But if you don't get any shelter in the sky, then you'll have to come back, as they are doing. They're trying to go to the moon planet. Not in the sky. The sky, you can even in the sky, but you're coming back. No. That is not very clear. That's not very clear. So, Bhakti Marga means that Bhaktamam Abhijanati Javan Jasyami Tattva. He can understand Krishna as he is. As he is means, he is not a human being like you or me. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sachidananda Vigraha. Ishara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadi Ragi Govinda Sarva Karanaka. That is understanding of Krishna. If you understand Krishna as ordinary human being, Abhijananti Mana Murha, Manasintana Vastita, then we don't understand Krishna. We understand Krishna's Maya, not Krishna. Naham Sarvasya Prakasa Jyoga Maya Samadhi. Krishna cannot be understood because he is covered by Jyoga Maya. He can be understood only by the devotees. Premarjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hidayesu Vilopa Jam Shama Sundaram Achinta Gunasaru Govindamadi Purisham Tamang. So, the Bhakti Marga means we want real life, eternal life, and varieties of Anandamaya Vyasa. Ananda cannot, variety is the matter of India. Without variety, you cannot feel India. That's not possible. Suppose if I simply give you a lump of flower, will you enjoy that the same flower you make pachori, sena, vishi, puri, and vita, or you enjoy? The ingredient is the same. But when it is variety, it is enjoy. Similarly, spiritual varieties, the impersonally, they are being fed up with these material varieties, they want to make it zero. But that will not help us. In zero, we cannot be happy. Because we are, by nature, we want to enjoy. Enjoy means that must be bad. The same flower, but you pick up some different varieties of flower and keep it. Very nice. Therefore, Krishna has given so many varieties. So the varieties of life. Ananda Chinmayana Saprati Bhavitavi. Ananda Chinmayana. These varieties, this is material variety. We cannot enjoy it. But there is spiritual variety. That is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibha. Stadi Jayeva Nija Rupa Tayakalati. Just like Krishna himself is expanding himself as gopis, as cowherd boys, as cubs and cows and trees in the now. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibha Vitali. They are all Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Expansion of Krishna's pleasure potential. Radha Krishna Pranayavikiti Alladini Shakti Dasma. So, we want liberation. but not liberate her in the impersonal existence. That is, that's not very sure. We must enter into the spiritual varieties of life. That is Krishna Loka. That is Vaikuntha Loka, especially Krishna Loka. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhaktyamam Abhijana, He is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Satchidananda Vigraha. His body is not like us. He is Satchidananda Vigraha, but He has got form. So, Brahma realization means partial understanding of the Satpurushan of Satchidananda. Paramatma realization means realization of the chief potency. But ananda realization means to become associated with Krishna. That is ananda. Variety. Rasa. Krishna is playing with the cowherds while Krishna is dancing with the gopis. Krishna is enjoying the association of his mother, his father, his friend. Ittham brahma sukhan bhutya dasangatanam parvaryote. The Krishna is the origin of Brahma, the father. Those who are trying for Brahma Sukh, here is the point. Shukri Krishna. Ittham brahma sukhan bhutya. The origin. Brahma laham pratistha. Impersonal Brahma is situated on me. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. So we get information. So we have to realize this. What is Krishna? That manushanam dhatesu kasi jatati siddha. Jatatama visiddhanam kasi vritti mahantam. To understand Krishna is not very easy thing. Manushanam dhatesu. Now the many, many millions who are trying to become successful in the mission of life. Manushanam sakasti jagati siddhaya. Siddhaya. Siddhaya means to become siddha, means to become Brahma Bhuta, to understand that I am not this material body. I am Brahma. That is siddha. And jatatamati siddhanam kasti vrittimantata. Out of many such siddhas who have realized Paramatma or Brahma, out of many such millions of people, one can understand Krishna. Krishna is so difficult subject matter. But he is so kind also that he is giving us instruction personally in the form of Bhagavad Gita, what he is. He says, Matra Paratanam Nanna Kinti Jasti Dhananja. My dear Arjuna, don't live at heart simply that there is something beyond. Sometimes they say that there is still more beyond Krishna. But Krishna says, no, there is nothing beyond. Matra Paratanam Nanna Kinti Jasti Dhananja. Everything is resting on me. Aham sarvasya prabhu. The Vedanta says, Janma tasya jatha. Janma, siddhi, loss. Where it is staying, where it is being conducted. That is Brahma. The Krishna answered this question. Aham sarvasya prabhu. He is the Supreme Brahma. Therefore, Arjuna accepted him. Param Brahma Param Dham. We are Brahma, but we are not Param Brahma. Param Brahma is Krishna. We are Atma, but we are not Paramatma. Paramatma is Krishna. So, in this way, Manushanam sahasya sukasya jatati siddhaya jatatamati siddhyana kasya vrittimantam. In this way, we have to understand Krishna. Evam parampara-pratam imam rajasahi. We have to understand Krishna through the parampara-tisatvi-sasita. Not by our ABCD knowledge. That is not possible. One has to accept the disciplined succession line. Tadvijjanathamsa guru meva vigacche. That guru, guru means Krishna's representative. Krishna says, Chakshadharitena samatva sastri yukta sthathabha patarivasati. Chakshadharitena, because guru is representative of Krishna. Therefore, he should be respected as good as Krishna. Kintu pravodya priya evadas. But because a guru is respected as Krishna, the guru does not think that he has become Krishna. No. That is foolishness. He is the most confidential servant of Krishna. Therefore, it's that most confidential secretary, he acts as the master. His signature, his settlement, he is accepted by the master. Similarly, jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Jasya prasadad labati putra. We have to select the right representative of Krishna and accept him as guru. And if I please him, then Krishna will please. There is no need of somebody to say that Krishna is not present, how shall I please him? No. Krishna's representative is present. You please him. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Jasya. Jasya deva parabhakti. Jasya deva tatha guru. This is the path. Jasya deva tatha guru. First thing is patita jasya prasadam. This is the path. Adu buddha param. That is Goswami. Rupa Goswami giving it. In the Bhaktivedanta, Adu Buddha Asram, if you are actually interested to understand Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, the first business is Adu Buddha Asram. You take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master who is representative of Krishna. And how we can understand the representative of Krishna? That is not very difficult. Because what Krishna says, if the representative says the same thing, then he is representative. It is not very difficult. Krishna says, sarva-dhanmān paritrajya-māmekam saranam bhajami. If the representative says that he surrendered to Krishna, he is representative. He does not become himself Krishna. That is bogus. A faithful servant will never say that I am the master. I am servant. Although he is as good as the master. Similarly, a guru is sakshadharitena samastha sastri yukta stata bhavata evas into prabhuja priya evas. He is the most confidential dear servant of Krishna. That is it. That's all. He does not know anything about Krishna. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presenting himself. Gopi bhaktu patapamadu dasa dasa dasanu dasa. A guru is always the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. He does not represent himself direct service. How can he direct servant? But if you are in the disciplic succession of the servitude, servant of the servant of the servant, even from prapratam, then you become representative. And there is no difference between the original guru, Krishna, and the latest guru, Krishna. Because the aim is the same. Krishna personally says, Sarva-dharmān paritrajya-māmekam saranam bhajami. And he is representative of Krishna. He will say the same thing. You surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, Manmana bhavamad bhakta marjadimana namasru. The guru will say, yes, you become always Krishna conscious. Manmana. Krishna says, Manmana. The guru says, you become Krishna conscious. The same thing. There's no difference. You become devotee of Krishna. You always think of Krishna. You always chant of Krishna. He always speak of Krishna. He do not know anything but Krishna. Simply, his life, his request. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people to become Krishna. Krishna consciousness means, Krishna says, manmana bhava madhukta madhyaji mangana maskuru. The four things. He just become always thinking of Krishna. He just become a devotee of Krishna. You just offer your obeisances unto Krishna and you just worship Krishna. Accept Krishna giving up any other engagement. Because real dharma is to surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, by Krishna, says, sarva dharma purushas. Why he says, give up all others, so-called dharma. They are not dharma. And the Bhagavad says, dharma prajita koitava. The cheating type of dharma is kicked out from this Bhagavad. Cheating type. Real dharma, what is that real dharma? Dharma to sattva bhavarapthani. What Bhagavan says. This is real dharma. So we request everyone. It is very scientific. It is authorized. We are not talking nonsense. Authorized. We are taking the person of Krishna. We are taking the person of the baby conclusion. Veda is the sadhvai, mahameva veda. Veda, study of Veda means to understand Krishna. One does not understand Krishna. He is simply wasting his time. Karma samasthita pungsa vishasena tathasuja nutpadaya dhratin jadi samaye vaiti. You can execute your dharma, your occupational duty very nicely. That's all right. But if you do not develop Krishna consciousness, you are simply wasting your time and working hard for nothing. This is the path. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very genuine and it is very easy, especially in detail. That is also authorized statement of Sukhdev Goswami. Kirtana deva krishnasta mukta sanga param bhajati. He has described, because in this age it's called Kali Yuga. There are so many impediments. People are fallen, manda samanda matayu, manda bhagda, jipodrita, they are discharged. So many bhavarishas. It is very difficult to realize Krishna consciousness. But there is very shortcut way recommended. Kirtana reva krishnasa muktasanga parangvati. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You become uncontaminated of this material contamination, and thus being free from material contamination, you become eligible to go back to home. Thank you very much.